TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Good to be back on the air here, 7:06. Those breaks always take too long. I apologize for that. But we did get you updated on news and all that great stuff, and we can hit the ground running here. We've got Casey Crosby coming up, RNC co-chair. We'll talk about that race down in Tennessee and what the midterms are going to have in store for sure coming up in the fall next year. Mike Archer is going to join us this hour, county councilman, to talk about the big budget deficit facing St. Louis County. I mean, do you reach into, like, what is it, Ram settlement money to try to offset that? I mean, or do you,
that's what he suggested,
do you right-size government? You right-size government, correct? That's what you do. You don't go borrowing money from somebody.
Page wants to not only use some of the Ram settlement money, but he also wants to, he's considering an additional tax.
Of course.
The people want.
Yeah.
Tax me more to deal with your issues of not being able to balance the budget.
Well, we'll talk to the county councilman about that coming up here shortly, because it is something that is going to affect a whole bunch of people depending on which way that goes. We know that for sure. We're going to get to that for you. And we've also got, of course, Kim on a whim. Kim, are we going to talk about that Oklahoma?
University of Oklahoma student who was given a zero on her essay for something she wrote that she says it was just following her biblical beliefs, and she shares what the TA of that particular class wrote on her essay.
Yeah, that's that. I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up on Kim on a Whim. Hey, did you read yesterday where Waymo is coming to St. Louis?
Yes.
Are you excited about that? Those are the driverless cars.
Well, here's what I think of when I think of these driverless taxis. And we knew it was bound to happen. It was just a matter of time. I wasn't thinking it would be as quickly as it has been, just because do people really go out much downtown? I mean, I know there's Wash Ave. I know some bars.
The kids, Kim. Remember when you used to be one of the kids?
Like 15. That's weird. That's like 15 years ago for me. That's weird. I feel old, and I'm not old. But anyway, what I think of when I think of these driverless taxis is the scene we saw play out. Was it not Dallas? It was
in LA.
Was it Austin? I think, where all the driverless taxis were just stopping in the middle of the road. There was a glitch or something, and they just stopped functioning, and were causing all kinds of traffic issues.
Wow.
So
somebody was joking about it here on Facebook. They said it's called Waymo because you are Waymo. It's Waymo scary without a driver.
That's good. Although they claim, this was the statistic that they shared. They said, and I was just reading this for headlines, in cities where Waymo has these driverless taxis, they claim the vehicles had 91% fewer serious injury or worse crashes compared to the average human driver.
Because there's one fewer person inside. There's no driver.
What if two of the driverless taxis crash?
Then only the occupants are getting hurt, right? Only the
Well, no, there's
passengers.
No occupant. There's no. Oh, that's true. I guess only I was the thinking passengers. They hadn't had anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird world we're living in.
Yeah, it is, for sure. A weird world. All right, mentioned coming up, we'll get to the RNC co-chair coming up next. Right now, I want us to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Back in my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill, not one, but 2 years in a row. But that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either.
No, oh, Halle Berry, Bond girl, Batwoman, Catwoman, says no to Gavin Newsom.
If you ask Biden what's a cafe standard, he would have absolutely no idea. He'd say, where is the cafe located?
That's the president yesterday joking after he rolled back some of these stupid mileage requirements the Biden administration have been trying to force down the throat of American manufacturers who've had to pay millions of dollars in fines because they couldn't reach these unrealistic goals.
Why shouldn't we make healthcare tax-free in this country? Why shouldn't we just exempt all healthcare from taxes?
Wow. How about that? That is, of course, Senator Hawley there with making the conversation that let's just make the whole thing tax-free. Why are we doing that? I don't know. What do you think about that?
How did you get to that point?
That's the Lord. That's my faith. And I don't expect everyone to understand that.
Yeah, that, Kim, is the one and only Erica Kirk.
Yep, I know her voice.
She appeared at the same event where Halle Berry was. This was some New York Times stage event, right? Gavin Newsom was a guest. Halle Berry was a guest.
So Halle Berry dissed
Erica
him
Kirk
at an event where he also was present.
Yes.
Wow, that's gutsy.
I've been looking for it, but haven't found it yet because I want to know if the New York Times guy who was interviewing Gavin Newsom asked him about that. And I haven't found his reaction to Halle Berry basically saying he doesn't deserve to be president because twice now he's vetoed a bill that would provide, I don't know what, it's got something to do with
menopause.
She runs a company that deals with women's health, and she's upset there was some requirement she wanted. I don't know if she wanted hormone replacement therapy to be covered by insurance or something, and twice that he's vetoed that in California, and she's clearly angry at him for that. She was bragging about the fact that it passed in the state of Illinois, but not in her home state of California. But Erica Kirk was there, and this guy was interviewing her on how she's handled the horrific murder of her husband on this. And when she refers to faith, he kind of questions her on it a little bit. Listen.
How did you get to that point?
That's the Lord. That's my faith. And I don't expect everyone to understand that. Forgiveness and your faith and your own personal walk of life, that's everyone's own journey. That's not something that you just
wake up
overnight.
And I imagine you have to be full of rage and emotion, at least.
Of course. That's the love of my life.
Yeah, he's trying to elicit something out of her. He's not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that impression?
Oh, 100%.
Like he's trying to get her to be more angry,
yes,
than finding the whatever comfort she's been able to find in her faith. Which I'm a Christian. I get it, but I personally can't imagine going through that, and. I know how many questions I would have in my mind, mm-hmm, at that point. And she seems to have somehow found her peace in this.
That's why she's such a better role model than Taylor Swift for these young girls. You know, forgiveness is a choice. It's not a feeling. Just because you say you forgive someone doesn't mean that you feel like, oh, it was okay. It doesn't justify what happened. And you have to trust that we have a just God who will handle all that. Justice will be served with the guy who shot and killed Charlie Kirk or anybody else, any other person's loved one. And I just am so impressed with the way that Erica Kirk has navigated this whole situation. I mean, we have to remember that she's less than 3 months out from her husband's public assassination. I can't even imagine trying to wrestle that and having two young children and navigating that and being strong for them. She's handled this with just so much grace. And I wholeheartedly agree with you, Mark. That reporter seemed to be trying to elicit some sort of anger out of her and to get her to basically show she's not really a Christian is almost how it seemed.
Right, right. From the godless New York Times. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Casey Crosby, who is the RNC co-chair right now. We'll talk about that that special election everybody focused on down in Tennessee this week. And although the results are favorable for elections for Republicans, if you listen to the mainstream media, it was some bellwether of disaster for next November. We'll talk to Casey about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They use the word affordability. It's a Democrat hoax. They're the ones that drove the prices up. Mm-hmm. And all they do is say, affordability, and you're supposed to say, oh, that means they had low prices. No.
Yeah, the president explained that perfectly yesterday in the White House. We are fighting back after the incredible inflation brought on us by the crazy spending of the Biden administration, and it's not something you just snap your fingers and all the prices drop. That's not how this works. We're fortunate enough to have Casey Crosby with us this morning from the RNC. She's currently the co-chair. And Casey, it's great to meet you. I have to tell you, I am your brother from another mother. I grew up in Southern Ohio, and I went to the University of Kentucky.
Oh, well, I love that. We are fast friends.
Yes, we are, except we lost to North Carolina the other night. How did that happen?
I have no idea, and I stayed up and watched it and had to be up to catch an early flight the next day, and I was so aggravated, but I'm a big fan of Coach Pope, and I know that he's going to build a tremendous program.
I could not agree more with that assessment of the whole thing. Listen, I know Kim was talking to you about this race in Tennessee. I think it was Matt Van Epps came out on the as the winner of that race. And, you know, if you listen to the national media, this happens so often, they would lead you to believe that it was such a close race and this progressive Democrat almost won and this is some kind of bellwether for next November. And then I find out that the district is a 10-point-plus district for Republicans, and he won by 9 points, exactly the margin he should have won by, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime a candidate wins by 9 points, that is a thumping, you know, and she will not recover from this loss. I mean, it's amazing that they ran somebody who was so far left. I mean, she actually said she hated everything that makes Nashville so special, country music, the bachelorettes, you know, and if that wasn't enough to get just completely thumped by a great candidate in Matt Van Epps, she gets on stage and starts singing 9 to 5 and trying to look like, you know, she supports country music. I mean, that should disqualify her from here on, I think.
You were actually on the ground in Tennessee, specifically in Nashville over the weekend. What did you experience as you were doing some door knocking?
So I was in the Clarksville area, which is a little outside of Nashville, and we took a team. So this district in Tennessee borders my home state of Kentucky. And so we took a team of about 25 Kentuckians down, and we volunteered all day Saturday knocking on doors. And, you know, one of the things that we found were people had no idea they had to go out and vote again, which is crazy because, you know, this got such national media attention. But they had, with it being a special, they had just voted a few weeks prior in a primary. And they were like, you mean we have to go out and vote again? And we ran into that time and time again on the ground. So it was pretty amazing to see that people just really weren't tuned in. And it was a holiday weekend. People were focused on their family and their friends, football. And so they had really no idea that they had to go out and vote again on Tuesday. But again, she we were able to define her pretty well in the last couple of weeks. And people started to tune in a little bit more. And fortunately, you know, the right candidate got through there. And he's going to be a great supporter of President Trump.
I would agree completely. We're talking to Republican committee co-chair Casey Crosby. Great to have her on this morning. There's lots of talk about, I love what the president said there right off the top. This affordability thing is a fake thing created by the Democrats because, of course, that's what they want to claim helped them in that election a couple of weeks ago in heavily blue districts where they were expected to win anyway, and they won. But what does it mean going forward? Is there a disconnect, do you think, between voters and how the economy is doing? How do you convince them that what the president is doing is working? It's just going to take a couple of months for it to happen.
Well, and I think you said it best, is that this didn't happen overnight. I mean, under Biden, inflation was at record highs, and we see where it has dropped under President Trump. We just saw last week the job report just shattered expectations once again under President Trump. 119,000 new jobs, I believe, were added in just September alone. We mentioned the inflation, gas prices are down, and the fact that we got the big, beautiful bill passed, and people are going to start feeling the impact of the big, beautiful bill in positive ways in their pocketbooks going into 2026, which is perfect for us going into the midterms. So it's just amazing what President Trump has been able to do and in a short amount of time. And, you know, this is very good for us going into the midterms because we definitely have a story to tell with the economy and how President Trump's agenda is working.
What do we need to do leading up to the midterms? Because even if we can sit here and try to say, but look at how this is better, gas prices are down, people still, particularly on the left or maybe some independents, undecided voters, if they actually do exist, they still have this mindset of it's not affordable because that's what they're hearing if they're, for example, turning on the mainstream media.
Well, and I think they're hearing that right now. Like I said, going into 2026, we're going to start seeing the impacts of the big, beautiful bill. I mean, the largest tax cut in history, you know, eggs are down, gas is down. We're going to see no tax on tips. And so people are going to start feeling this in their pocketbooks. So they're actually going to be seeing it in their households. And so the story will be very easy. The media is going to say what they're going to say. But when people are actually feeling better about their position in life, life and that they are able to do things with their family, that their communities are safer. I think that bodes very well for us going into 2026 in these midterms. And I can tell you that the Republican National Committee and the White House, there's no daylight between us. We work very closely with them. And our goal is it's very simple. We need to make sure President Trump is a four-year president and that we are able to have his full agenda for 4 years. And so everything we are doing is going to make sure that we win these midterms so that we can make sure that we have his policies for 4 years.
Yeah,
it's just been horrible under Biden.
Oh, no kidding. Casey, I have to ask, you see the balance sheet all the time, and apparently the Democrats are still trying to pay off that disastrous campaign by Kamala Harris. Republicans are in pretty good shape right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're in great shape. You know, before being co-chair of the RNC, I was the treasurer of the RNC, so I was the one who was legally responsible for the compliance and the money coming in and coming out. And, you know, it's amazing to me that the Harris campaign can blow through $1 billion. I mean, we know with the Republican Party, we are typically outraised, but we are very good at utilizing our investors' resources and making sure that everything we do is going towards producing wins. And so, you know, we focus on getting out the vote. And we saw that President Trump, I mean, he had gains in literally every single demographic.
Right.
He won 7 swing states. He flipped 6 of them from 2020. I mean, so we are working and focusing on getting out the vote. And also, we are putting a lot of resources towards protecting the vote because we know that when we protect the vote, we win elections. And so simply our money goes towards every effort to make sure we don't waste it. We saw her wasting a lot of money on bringing in these big rap artists and, you know, these big rallies that she would have, and she would have higher talent coming in. And, you know, fortunately, President Trump would attract just hundreds of thousands of people. And it was because he was just such a great candidate. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to pay people to do those things. And so we're very good with our investor resources, and everything goes towards winning elections.
Glad to hear it. Casey Crosby, honor to have you on. And I'll just finish by saying, go Cats.
Go Cats.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Casey Crosby, co-chair of the RNC this year, and a great one, it sounds like. Coming up, Mike Archer from County Council.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Glad you're back with us, 7:36 on your Thursday morning. So, big questions facing the St. Louis County Council when it comes to a budget deficit we're going to face over the next year or so. And, it's important that there's an election coming up for county executive, because the lines are going to get a lot clearer here on what's going to happen if Sam Page or some other Democrat stays in charge in St. Louis County. We've got County Councilman Mike Archer in studio with us this morning. Mike, great to see you again.
Good seeing you too, Mark. And excuse me, it's great to be back, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us, spell out what the budget issues here are and how in the world we got, what is it, $80 million in the hole?
It's $80 million, and how long do you have for this segment?
Well, 10 minutes.
Well, it's a situation of where that we have that $80 million hole, and the way that we got there is that Sam Page has got basically this time of the season, he's got his Christmas wish list, and we are going through and slashing that Christmas wish list. Off the air, we were talking about that coalition that we have of three Republicans and three Democrats. What we are doing is that we are looking at what is required by the charter and what is required for the good of our citizens. And we are cutting so that the good of the citizens and the charter goes forth. Now, then, certain things like an adoption center with the health department, we don't need to be paying for that. Save Lives Matter that Sam Page wants to have, which is an altruistic social worker thing dealing with police, we don't need that. And so we are going back through and cutting those programs. And to use an Oklahoma term, he's going to squeal like a stuck pig, you know, in terms of what we are cutting. But just like any household, we are not the federal government where we can go and print money. We have to be fiscally responsible. And if you can't meet your expenses in your household, you need to cut. And I heard coming in this morning, you and Kim were talking about the possibility of Sam Page floating another tax. No, mm-hmm. We need to cut. And we need to cut, we need to cut the things that we aren't required to do under the charter.
Well, I mean, he's notorious for trying to take a pound of flesh if you disagree with him on something. Did he really suggest cuts to law enforcement?
And that is a misinterpretation.
Okay.
What we are looking at, and we've talked with the police. Now, mind you, each one of the council members has a particular department. Chairwoman Rita Days has assigned me to the prosecuting attorney's office, Mark Harder to the police. When Mark sat down with the police, it looks like a cut, but what they are doing is they are taking clerical functions where they had police officers. Where they had certified police officers, they're putting those police officers back on the street. The clerical functions are going to civilians. So if somebody needs to take a form, take a gun application, take something like that, that can be a civilian, which is much less than a uniformed police officer. And that looks like a cut, but it's actually not.
Well, in some of the other departments, I think it was somewhere in St. Charles County, they've implemented artificial intelligence to do some of the clerical work so that the officers can be out in the streets more and not have to spend all this time, for example, filling out, you know, the police reports. But then, of course, they'd have a lieutenant who would have to be the one to look at it and sign off on it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kim. And so in essence, what we're doing is that we are streamlining and using technology to our advantage. Again, the sergeants and the lieutenants, like you mentioned, are going to be reviewing those reports so that we just don't have garbage whenever it goes to the prosecuting attorney's office. But, you know, it's a factor that we've got to use everything at our disposal to balance this budget.
Okay. County Councilman Mike Archer, our guest in studio this morning. So there's been this discussion. One of our listeners actually texted in and asked about it, and that is dealing with St. Louis County government has to relocate, or they've got to fix the building they're in down there. There was talk of moving them up to North County there.
Northwest Crossings.
Northwest Plaza, the old Northwest Plaza building, or staying where you are and renovating it. And I know at some point Sam Page was floating some new very expensive Taj Mahal he wanted the county to build. Hopefully that's off the table given these budget concerns.
Oh, you mean the Page Palace?
The Page Palace.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I coined the Page Palace when I was in my campaign. That's off the table, Mark. What we are going to be doing is that we're going to be entering into a lease for Northwest Crossings. And those services can be the St. Louis County government services that we have up in Clayton are going to be moved up there. And we are now looking at a Southwest satellite office because a lot of my constituents being in South County do not want to make the trip up to Northwest Plaza. And I still call it Northwest Plaza.
Because it's always what it's been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Northwest Crossings. But, I got a call from a constituent yesterday who's 85, and they told me they don't drive on the highways. And how are they going to get up there? And I said, just wait a minute. We are looking at a satellite office somewhere in the 6th District or maybe in the 3rd, like in the Fenton area, so that it can do everything that you need to do. Some of my constituents are old and set in their ways, and I'm starting to get there, about the fact that they want to go in, and when they pay their personal property tax, they want to hand it to a real person, and they should have that service with St. Louis County. So that's what's going on. And, Kim, you mentioned about how that plays into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have to look in terms of, we've looked at the lease and the lease arrangements over the next 10 years. And obviously, the longer lease arrangements that we make, the better deals that we get in terms of percentages. So that's kind of what we've been looking at in terms of the listener's question.
It seemed like there was some arguing, I guess, about the authority that Sam Page has. So, for example, he says he has the authority to veto anything that you guys would propose for the budget. And Mark was quoted saying, no, the charter does not give him that power.
Well, a lot of times Sam Page is, he hasn't read the charter, nor is he curious about what's in it. It says very clearly in the charter that he cannot veto a budget bill. Period. That's 2.150 or something like that. I'm sorry, the lawyer's coming out in me.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's a situation of where it says when it's enacted, once that we enact it, that's it. It's enacted. It doesn't have to go up for his review. Now, then the other thing that he was quoted in newspapers said, if it's unreasonable, well, who's going to be determining what's unreasonable? And so, and we know the answer to that question when we're dealing with Sam Page. He's going to be the judge, jury, and executioner. So therefore, with that unreasonable aspect of it, he's going to try and veto that bill, and we're going to end up in court. And as Mark and Kim both know, Sam Page doesn't exactly have a really good track record in court. So that's where we are.
Yeah. Well, and just a reminder that Dennis Hancock, the other county count, one of the other county councilmen, is running for county executive, and it's about time we get a little more common sense in that position.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Archer, thank you, my friend, for coming down this morning. And no tax increase. The council's not going to go along with a tax increase here.
Not right now. And we're looking at cutting that budget, and like I said, the standards that we are using, we've got that coalition of 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans, so that we're on board with getting this budget under control.
Very good. Mike, always great to see you. You bet. Thank you very much. Coming up, we're going to give away some Guns N' Roses tickets in the next hour. Stay tuned for that. We got Shannon Bream at about 8:20 on the fantastic hearing yesterday in SCOTUS on this the basically First Amendment issue with a health clinic that did not provide abortion services, and the state tried to persecute them in New Jersey. We're going to talk to Shannon about that story at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
A University of Oklahoma instructor is now on leave after failing a student who wrote an essay and said that the idea that there are multiple genders, that idea is demonic. So there was an assignment for this psychology class about lifespan development, and they had to write a 650-word response to this study that examined whether conformity with gender norms was associated with popularity or bullying among middle school students. And listen to this student, this 20-year-old student, Samantha Fulnecki, I believe is how you say her last name. She's explaining what happened.
I very clearly stated my beliefs and stated what the Bible, not just my beliefs, but what the Bible and what God says about gender and about those roles. And that was very offensive to the TA. The TA said that I need more empathy in my work and that what I was saying was offensive, but I don't understand how my opinion could be offensive in that setting. So I definitely do think it was because of my religious beliefs.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
And props to her for speaking out on this. She reached out to the school, complained about what happened because this grade, she received a zero. Completely failed.
Because of her opinion?
Yes, he failed her on this, okay? And she says that for all the other assignments, she'd been receiving a 100%.
So
she was fully
gosh.
Expecting to receive the same grade, gets a zero. This was supposed to account for 3% of her final grade. Well, OU has come out, and this was the statement they said. They said, OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's right to express sincerely held religious beliefs. And they also said that this would not affect her academic standing.
So did they give her more than a zero for it?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do with the grade. They did say that the discrimination complaint that she had filed, that investigation is still ongoing. And again, as I mentioned, the instructor, the TA who wrote, gave her a zero and wrote, you need to be more empathetic, that instructor is on leave.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Well, there was another bite where she said she's not going to back down off this at all. Listen to this.
I am saddened that they're offended by the truth of the gospel and the truth that I wrote about in my assignment. And it saddens me to see that that offends them and upsets them the way it did. Jesus is always worth standing up for. And I just encourage those people that are dealing with something similar to push back against that kind of behavior. I would rather have my integrity and give my true opinion and get a zero on it, then have to lie about what I really believe.
I love that. I have chills.
Oh, yeah.
I do. She argued that promoting the belief in multiple genders would lead society to move farther from God's original plan for humans. I mean, we will have Judgment Day, and it... We want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. We want to know that we stood up for what we believe, because there's a big difference in saying you believe in something and actually living that out, right?
And everyone's going to have to answer for that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, props again to her for being willing to speak truth. And that's what we're called to do, truth and love. And the fact that you have these professors, these instructors who are teaching students at these major universities and are clearly so biased and are punishing students, clearly smart students, because she said she received 100 on every other assignment, smart students, yep, for their own beliefs. That's awful. And that's the problem. That's why so many of us are saying, should you be rethinking sending your kid to some of these colleges? Or if you are, because I went to a four-year university, I went to Mizzou, just know that you really got to give them a solid foundation leading up to that, because they will be, to a degree, indoctrinated when they're going there.
Just think of how many times somebody hasn't had the guts to stand up, or they've been told, just let it go. It's not worth failing that class because you're in a tit for tat with the instructor or the TA or whoever it happens to be. I mean, thank goodness she's a shining example of what can happen when you do stand up. But how many times over the years have these kids just gotten the advice, just let it go? You're not going to win that argument. Just let it go. She stood up. Good for her. And I'm glad the university. But, you know, a lot of universities would have blown that off, I'll bet.
Well, and honestly, had President Trump not come out and basically told all these colleges, you're being warned right now that you're going to end this DEI nonsense, or else we're going to be pulling funding from you or doing other things to make it more difficult for you, she may not have had the same outcome.
It's a great point. It really is. All right, coming up, we got a couple of tickets to give away to some big concert that's coming up. By the way, Mike Archer's in here earlier, right, County Councilman? Told me he was one of the prosecutors on the Axl Rose case all those years ago for Guns and Roses. I did it again. We're going to give away a couple of tickets to see him next August when we come back. Stay tuned for that. Plus Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.